The wonderful and helpful Kent Sanders led our monthly book marketing mastermind this month on the topic of writing an outline for your book. And we wanted to bring you a snippet of it, where financial advisor Tim Sample is contemplating writing a book and figuring out the process, and Kent, with some help from Jennifer Harshman, a wonderful editor who's also a part of TLF, took part in this discussion. So here's a little clip from the book marketing mastermind call.
Welcome to the book mastermind for TLF. Any specific questions or topics that you would really love to dive into related to outlining a book?
So I've written a ton of papers over the years, and I have a really bad writing habit where I'll write the whole thing in my head before I'll start. And that's not going to work if I want to generate a book. So I don't know if you have any tricks around that.
There's all kinds of reasons to write a book, but one of the big things that stops people from writing books is just the idea that it's such a large project. It's such a massive project. And yes, it is a big project for sure. Some people spend years writing books, and I don't think necessarily that you should spend years writing a book. It doesn't really take that long when you get down to actually doing it. There are lots of people who write multiple books per year, but that's because they have a process. And that's what I want to talk about today for a little bit. So what is a book outline? I look at an outline as the scaffolding or a framework that's the backbone of your book. And really, I prefer to think of an outline as the journey that you're going to take your reader on. So when your reader opens your book, you're going to take them on a journey from point A to point B. Now, what point A is and what point B is going to differ radically according to what your book is. And book outlines can look a whole bunch of different ways, but I think there is a basic way to develop a really solid standard nonfiction book outline. It really ceases to become one huge project, and it really becomes a series of much smaller projects. So just like Terry Stafford talked about in his new book called Project Management for Writers, really writing a book is kind of like just managing a big project, and you do it in chunks and you do it in sections, and that's where the outline comes in. So this is kind of like time for honesty. Does this feel like an intimidating process?
It just seems like it's the outline itself isn't that intimidating. It's just time consumptive. So finding a way to I think a solid outline helps this, right? Where you can take on chunks at a time.
Absolutely.
So it's not quite so, okay, I have to dedicate the next 3 months of my life to doing nothing
right
with this, right? Because otherwise, if you think about it that way, it'll never happen, at least not for me, because I can't set aside the rest of my life for 3 months or whatever it is. So yeah, I'm looking forward to learning more.
So I want to give you one way that I think works the vast majority of the time, and you can adapt this to suit the kind of book that you want to put together. Okay, I'm just going to use Terry Stafford's book as an example. Okay, this is Project Management for Writers. This is a very standard nonfiction book. Now, when I say standard, I don't want you to hear that is like a bad thing at all. I think a standard is good because it gives us something to shoot for. And his book is 154 pages. So when you grab this book, this gives you a sense of, hey, this is readable in a decent amount of time. I can get through this in a week or two. It's got 11 chapters plus a next step section and a resources section. And this is a great length of a book to shoot for, because when you divide it up into 10 or 15 chapters, about 150 pages, each chapter is going to be somewhere between 2,500 and maybe 3,500 words long. And that is very doable. And when you break down those chapters into like 5 to 7 chunks, really what you're talking about is that every chapter in a nonfiction book of that size is going to basically consist of 5 or 6 or 7 blog post type of pieces. So that even if you just write a few of those sections a week, then you're going to have a book in just a few months. So I want to help you to take this from being something that is overwhelming, like I got to sit down and write 150 pages, to something that really is very, very doable. Jennifer, any thoughts? What's the value of having an outline at the beginning?
Oh my gosh. It can take a person from spending years trying to put together a book to weeks. It really is the best way to know exactly what to put into your book, exactly what you need to be writing on. And one thing I would encourage people to do is like a lot of people get the idea that they have to start at chapter one and write every single section all the way through to the end. You do not have to do that.
Not true.
Yeah, you can jump in and start with chapter three because that's really on your mind, or you just gave a talk on that, or someone just asked you a question and you really want to get this information out. So you can write it in any order you want, but having that structure there just makes it so much easier.
Once you have what you feel like is a pretty decent outline, that really helps you get excited about the book. Like, it starts to come alive. And remember that a book is just like building a house. Once you put the frame up for a house, you can start to see the shape of it and where certain rooms are going to be. And you start thinking about even where, what color is, are we going to paint this room and where's the furniture going to go? But you got to get that scaffolding up first. And that's really, really an exciting step in the process.
That was a clip from the Book Marketing Mastermind. If you are thinking about writing a book, Kent Sanders and Jennifer Harshman are two people that you need to know. Kent runs the Daily Writer community. You can find them at kentsanders.net. Jennifer Harshman is an awesome editor and can do anything regarding books and writing. You can find her at harshmanservices.com. If you want to hang out with all of us and are interested in being part of the awesome Total Life Freedom Mastermind community, go to totallifefreedom.com, check it out, see what you think, and apply if you think you're a great fit. And I'll be back with you tomorrow.